Girida and Hadacha. We previously discussed the concept of Belias. Belias means absorptions. You have two foods touching one another, and one food is pilot, one food exudes its taste into the other, which would be now Nivla, it would be Balua in that other food. And we said when it comes to Belias, depending on how thick the Belia was, how thick the absorption was, you might either need to take off a layer, a klipa, a superficial layer, and a tila, a thicker layer, or the entire food will become usr. But there are some cases in which you'll have an isr and a heter touching one another where there isn't going to be a full permeation of the isr into the heter. There's not going to be a transfer of tam in as intense a way, but nonetheless, you're going to have to correct for the touching of the two foods. One way you correct for it is grida, which is more extreme, and the other is hadacha, which is less intense. So grida would be if you have two soft foods which touch one another. So there is an assumption that there's some small layer of absorption between the two foods. So an example would be, let's say you have some non-kosher cheese which touched a kosher cheese. These are two soft cheeses. Let's say that you have a non-kosher mozzarella touching a kosher mozzarella. So in such a case, you would need to do grida, which means scraping. You would need to scrape off the kosher mozzarella. Or let's say you have a cold piece of ham which touched a piece of bread. Since the bread is soft and will have absorbed a little bit of the ham, you're going to need to scrape off the outer layer of the bread. The Shach defines grida as follows. Grida, scraping, is pchusa min haklipa. It's less than taking off a layer. Shaklipa, because the layer, tzrich shtei gasak tzas, it needs to have some degree of thickness. Kedei shetucha linot al kulak echad. Such that you'd be able to pick it up all as one, you'd be able to pick up this layer. Whereas by grida, you don't need to be able to pick up the entire layer that you peeled off, but it could just be shavings. An instance where you would only require hadacha is imagine that a cold piece of pork touches a cold piece of kosher meat, so you'd only need to rinse the kosher meat. You would not need to scrape the kosher meat. Since both of these entities are hard, we don't think that the moisture will have penetrated the hard entity at all. So there we have it, grida and hadacha, and these are concepts to apply when you have two cold foods touching one another, where one of the foods is problematic for the kashrus of the other. If the one cold food is softer, then you need grida, which is you scrape the softer foods. You would scrape off the bread, which had touched non-kosher food, scrape off the cucumber, which had touched non-kosher food, scrape off the soft cheese, which had touched non-kosher food. Whereas, if the food is hard, you only need hadacha, you only need rinsing.